right, let's dive in. It is our entrepreneurship coaching session. So in the last few weeks, as we've talked about entrepreneurship, we have focused on a little bit our case open routine, the language that we can use to engage people. So that case open routine, six basic plays, the rapport play, the positioning play, the benefit, the proof, and the schedule the next event or permission. And permission means permission to go forward. Well, in this view, those basic plays can be as simple as, hey, George, haven't seen you for a long time. Haven't seen you in a coon's age, depending on the nearness of the relationship and where you meet them. If you bump into them in the grocery store, it might just be, hey, Jane, good to see you. That's rapport. Connect, break the ice, acknowledge, say hello. Positioning, after some conversation here, and I'm going to do it as though you initiated some contact. Hey, George, it's Jonna. I just haven't seen you forever, and I've been thinking about you. If you're initiating a call to them, it's because you planned it. You've been thinking about them. So then you engage that conversation. The exchange, oh, how are you all doing? And how's your daughter in Houston and that new grandbaby? And then it is the positioning play. Hey, let me tell you why I've been thinking about you. I have begun to develop some real challenging goals in my life, and it's brought new meaning to my existence, and I've been thinking about you as it's done so. And this is the reason why. This is helping me to become the very best version of myself and to accomplish goals that I've wanted to accomplish for a long time. As an example, and then you plug in your own example here, look, I'd love to get together and talk about your goals and what you're doing and your thoughts. Well, that's the case open routine. Now, we're going to allow some conversation, some medium for exchange here, but mostly this is 80 to 90% you speaking. But it's only 12 words per play, so it's 60 words or less. Save it, be that conversational medium. So very short, but it's primarily you speaking. Well, in the needs audit routine, as we talked before, you're going to reframe this. When we talked the other day, I told you I'd been thinking about you, and it's because of what I'm doing with this group called Sixth Dimension, as I'm learning to accomplish goals that I've been putting off all my life. It's invigorating my life. And as a result, here's what's happening to me. That's why I've been thinking about you. And so today, we decided we'd get together and just talk about what's going on in your life, your goals, and your priorities. Well, and then we have this little formula of OPEC, opportunity queries. So we talked about these opportunity queries in terms of status quo and vision. So tell me what's going on. And you leave that as a very broad statement, but then get specific. Tell me about your goals. Have you written some goals? Are you actively pursuing them? Tell me about your goals around fitness and health. Tell me about your goals around achievement, finance. So you can get then specific. Tell me about the status quo. Tell me what you want to have happen. What's going on and what do you want to have happen? Well, we can go through all of these, but really now it just reverses. This is probably 70-30, 70% them talking, 30% you talking. So this is 70% you listening. And why do we do that? Because listening honors them and it preserves our integrity. We want to make sure that we don't do anything that is dishonest or that pressures them or that in any way makes them feel like they're boxed. So opportunity, problems, effects, and consequences. If you didn't get all of that, you can go back to the previous coaching session where we talked about it. But this is 80 to 90% of the time you talking. This is 70 to 80% of the time you listening. You're using questions to facilitate you listening. Then we talked about the benefit play. This important notion that we're thinking about life from their perspective. These are the benefits that it's providing to me, and because it's providing them to me, I thought that these are the kind of things you might be interested in. So the benefit play opportunity here. Well, so we talked about the benefit play and Maslow's hierarchy of needs and what that means in terms of human motivation. Well, today we're going to focus a little bit on what we now call the solution presentation routine. So we've got case open, needs audit, and then solution presentation. Look, what we care, when we think about sixth dimension, the first thing that we want to make sure happens is that we become products of the product, that we're using, that we're listening, that we're growing, that we're engaging smarter goals and plugging those things in so that we've got this rich plan of action that we're engaging in our lives and that it's making a difference for us. That's where the proof plays come in, and that's where the benefit plays come in. It gives us an authentic place from which to speak about our own experience. In the solution presentation, it's the next piece of what we do in sixth dimension. We want to help other people. We want to elevate them. And so in the elevation of other people, it means we're bringing ideas, solutions, plans that will help to elevate their lives and their skills. So in the solution presentation routine, as we talked before, in the benefit, there's benefit. In this reframe up here, there's benefit. In the solution presentation, again, we do a reframe of case open and needs audit. So there's a benefit play in that reframe. But this solution presentation routine is really quite simple. It goes something like this. When we first got together, I told you that I was doing some interesting things with this group called Sixth Dimension, that it was helping me to dream again and to set goals in a meaningful way with an action plan to accomplish them. And I shared with you that it's changing my life. Then we talked about things that are going on in your life. You too said that you had some goals. Some of those you're doing very well on. And then there were some things that you were frustrated about. As a result of that, I've brought some thoughts, some ideas that might be useful to you. And based on who you are, what I'm doing with Sixth Dimension and your current situation, this is what I think we're going to be able to do for you in terms of great big benefit. So even from the health study standpoint, the things we've been talking about here, if you're talking to someone who in their needs audit said, look, I've just got 20 pounds I need to shed, and it's just been impossible for me, and I'm having great discouragement, and it erodes my own self-concept and my own identity. It makes me feel like I'm a less of a person than I want to be. These are all common things that we hear from people. Based on what you told me, just focusing on that health, wellness, and physical fitness dimension alone, I believe that we can bring a restorative benefit to your life, that it will be encouraging of your health, that it will help you to strengthen your own self-concept and to achieve your goals. That's what we mean by great big benefit here. And then it is, let me show you how, the method in terms of feature, advantage, benefit, proof. So when we talk about features, features might be, let me tell you about phone coaching. Or features might be, let me tell you about the health course. Or features might be, let me tell you about the Tuesday night and Thursday night coaching. So those are features, the advantages that you get from them, the benefit of that, and your own experience. So we go all the way through here, and then we get to the call to action close. And this is the next piece where I really wanted to focus. And by the way, we've been working on talk times here. So case open routine, this is 80 to 90% you talking. Needs audit, this is about 20 to 30% you talking. Solution presentation, this is about 60 to 70% you talking. So these are exchanges, and that should guide you as you think about Griffin Hill Integrity Sales System and how to use it to change every aspect. Now, where can you use this? You can use this, of course, in your multi-level business. You can use it in your other family businesses and entrepreneurial activities. You can use it, I know that Seth's primary entrepreneurial activity is his employment as a salesperson. He can impact his own income and revenue. It's his own little business. It's an entrepreneurial activity. So you can use this in all of those ways. You can certainly use it as part of your approach to build your consulting practice with Sixth Dimension, if that's what you're looking for as part of your Sixth Dimension experience. So as you think about approaching people to invite them, when you get down here in solution presentation, it may be that you're just inviting them to an opportunity meeting, much like we will have this Saturday at my home. I think Braden and Sydney Evans are leading the charge on that one. It's going to be a 10 a.m. start, and they've been talking about the health benefits. This will largely, well, so anybody's welcome, bring people, but we're going to focus on the health dimension of Sixth Dimension and then an opportunity meeting. Sydney and Braden, I'm planning on about an hour of total time, save it be the social intro and exit. Does that sound about right to the two of you?
Yeah, that's what we've been planning on, is an hour.
Okay, perfect. So that'll start at 10 a.m. Let me know if you'd like to come, or if you've got people that you'd like to bring. But we'll be focusing on this as a health discussion. So we'll bring a lot of the things that we've been discussing during the month of April, because it's been Health Month. And this is the way now to introduce people through an opportunity meeting. And that might be what you're doing here with an invitation. So as you think about building your multi-level business, this is a formula that will help you to explode that business. If you're doing it in your family business or your entrepreneurial activity, the same thing applies, and it certainly applies in Sixth Dimension. But I wanted to talk about this call to action close. I've spent so much time talking about, Sam is our on-site tech tonight. I'm going to invite Sam to come into the room. We've done this exercise with some of you before, but we're going to do that again. Sam, come on in if you... Okay, so here's Sam. Sam is our on-site tech tonight. So Sam, put your hand up.
Okay,
you got that? Okay, Sam, what are you doing?
I'm pushing back against you.
Why?
Because you're pushing against me.
Exactly right. Okay, so what you just experienced, what Sam just experienced, have you seen me do this before?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. What Sam just experienced and demonstrated to everyone in our coaching session tonight is the natural response to pressure. So if anyone that you are inviting, you know, if you start inviting right here, you see them in the grocery store and you say, oh, I'm doing this cool thing. You need to come and do it with me. It's going to cost you $180 a month. And the natural response to that will be resistance or pushback. So everything that you see here in the Griffin Hill Integrity Sales System is about our integrity and about the science of persuasion. So it does both of those very important things. Sam, thank you very much. I'll let you go back. That's an important experiment. You can try that on for size, and in fact, it might be a way that you introduce in a case open routine. If you see somebody that you're visiting with, you can say, I just want to try this experiment with you. Would you put your hand up? And then just ever so gently increase the push and the pressure on them, and they will respond in reciprocation. And just as we just did with Sam, what are you doing? I'm pushing back, or I'm resisting. Why? Because you're pushing me. That little experience can be a great little icebreaker case open routine. I just learned this in a coaching session the other night, and I had to try it out for myself to see if it was really true. Well, immediately they're going to say to you, well, what do you mean a coaching session? How did you learn that in a coaching session? Now, we talk about doing it there live, but these are the kinds of things that you can do on your social media and other places to just invigorate discussion. Things that you learn in your coaching session, you can just say, hey, I just learned this cool thing in my coaching session in Sixth Dimension. Has anybody else thought about this principle? Your thoughts, your ideas, and let people come and post. You'll be surprised at how people will respond to those kinds of posts. And when they do, then you can engage them with your needs audit. Hey, I appreciate your response. Let me tell you a little bit about this coaching session. It's called Sixth Dimension. It's providing these benefits to me. But tell me what's going on with you and in your life. And you're right into the Integrity Sales System. Well, I have spent so much time emphasizing that we honor people's choices and their decisions, that it might be leaving us a little bit weak in our invitations. So that's why I wanted to focus a little bit tonight on our call to action close. Because it's not that we want to not be strong or encouraging or confident as we ask people to join us or as we ask people to act in a particular way. So let's give you some of the playset behind how to run the call to action close. The first principle is this. Call to action means we're going to ask them to act. We're going to ask them to do something. We're not going to ask them to just assent or agree. We're going to ask them to act, to do. We know that thought is a powerful currency in the universe, but it's not as powerful as the currency of action. So we're going to invite people to act. And when they choose to act, when they engage their own agency and choice to choose to act, that empowers them, and it puts them on the path. Okay, so when we say that, you might be saying, yeah, but what are we going to ask them to do? Well, we're going to ask them to make the very biggest commitment that we think is reasonable given the circumstances. So if you've gone all the way through a very formal case open, needs audit, and solution presentation to get here, you might be ready to make an ask as strong as, look, based on everything we've talked about here, my recommendation is that you come and join me in Sixth Dimension, because it's going to have the same impact on your life that it's having on mine. If you want to shed 20 pounds, Sixth Dimension is going to help you shed 20 pounds. If this is eroding your self-belief and self-concept, Sixth Dimension is going to be restorative of your emotional, mental health, and your confidence. Based on that, my recommendation is that you come and join me. Let's get started. So it might be that. Or if it's been very casual and informal, your call to action might be, look, my recommendation is that you come and join me We're going to have a little discussion on health at Dr. Baird's home on Saturday at 10 a.m. So just a group of people who are interested in health and fitness and making sure that we're doing the very best that we can do to protect and preserve our health. We're just going to meet and have a presentation on that topic and engage in some conversation. My recommendation is that you come and use that as an opportunity to learn more about sixth dimension, the health dimension, and how the overall program works. That would be a good call to action. Your call to action may be something like, hey, based on the things we've talked about, sounds like you might have some interest, might not be for everybody, but it would definitely be worth you investing an hour of your time. Come on over to my house. We'll have some healthy snacks. And we'll just watch a coaching session together. And if you've got questions for Dr. Baird, you can ask. So all of those are reasonable calls to act. Okay, so that's the first thing. You're going to ask them to do the biggest action that you think is reasonable based on the circumstance. Now, that's principle number one. Now, the next piece of it is, how do we do it? How do we execute it? Well, it starts with a summary, a question, and then an invitation. So this call to action is three steps. One, two, three. And as you learn to utilize these three steps, it will, in normal and natural ways, that's what I keep underscoring here, that in normal and natural ways, we can engage people and invite them into our circle of influence and into our sixth dimension family. That's why I encourage just that little exercise that we just did with Sam. It's a normal and natural way to engage somebody, and we're right in the flow. Or your social media. It's a normal and natural way to engage them. Well, here, in normal and natural ways, we've had that conversation, and now we simply want to say, let's summarize. Okay, so we've had all this discussion, or we've talked about your needs. Look, if I were to summarize what we've talked about, so the summary is a summary of benefits. Based on what you said, this is what I think I heard from you. I think I heard from you that you want to lose 20 pounds and that you've been discouraged and you've lost some hope around being able to do so. I've heard you say that you want to restore your own self-confidence and your belief in yourself. Did I get that right? That's exactly what sixth dimension is going to do for you. So the summary of the benefits, and actually I should have put this question first. That's step one. This is step two. So let me get to now the real step one that I have listed as step two. Before we go forward, so we've had a formal presentation. Before we go any further, might be a good way to rephrase it, because these might have been very informal conversations. Before we go further about sixth dimension and your potential involvement, what questions do you have for me, either about my own experience or about what it would mean for you? So inviting their questions is step one, and then the summary of benefits is step two, and then step three is the invitation. And the invitation is really simple. To the degree you're ready to make a recommendation, then make a recommendation based on your desire to obtain these benefits in your life. My recommendation is, and then you're right into the invitation to act. Based on your desire to lose weight, regain your confidence, and strengthen your self-concept, my recommendation is we get you invited to an opportunity to get exposed to sixth dimension. come to Dr. Baird's house on Saturday morning, 10 a.m., and we're going to have a discussion about health and fitness. And it will give you an opportunity to ask questions and to learn more. That would be my recommendation. Don't hesitate to make a recommendation here. It's an invitation. It's not, instead of the push that we experienced with Sam here, it's the pull. It's the come on in. And the invitation makes it palatable. So it's the invitation to act. Okay, so let me just model this one more time. Look, we've had some opportunity to talk about what I'm doing with Sixth Dimension and some of your experiences. What I've heard you say is you'd like to lose 20 pounds. That this, your inability to have done so already is eroding your self-confidence and your self-confidence, your self-concept. And it's causing you to second guess yourself in every aspect of your life. Before we go forward, what questions do you have for me about Sixth Dimension? Answer the questions. Based on your desire to lose 20 pounds, regain your self-confidence, and to reestablish your self-concept, I believe Sixth Dimension can do all of those things for you. My recommendation is that we get you invited to an opportunity to discuss or to listen to Dr. Baird Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at his home. I'd invite you to come with me. That's a good way to do this call to action close. All right, so this is our entrepreneurial coaching night. What we know is that if we push, first of all, it erodes our integrity. We become someone we don't want to be. Second of all, it dishonors the other person. That's not someone we want to be. Third of all, if we follow the Griffin Hill Integrity Sales System, we invite people into our circle of influence rather than push them. 80 to 90% talk time for about a minute. 30% talk time here. 60 to 70% talk time here, followed by the call to action, confident. Now, if you're not ready to make a recommendation, look, what questions do you have? Based on where you are, this is what I think Sixth Dimension can do for you. I think it's going to help you to lose those 20 pounds. I think it's going to help you to regain your self-confidence. I believe it's going to help you to reestablish your positive self-image. And based on that, my recommendation is, but if you're not ready for that recommendation, you're not exactly sure what to ask them to do, then go with this. Before we go forward, what questions do you have, either about my experience or what, as you anticipate your own, what your own experience might be? Based on your desire, I think Sixth Dimension is going to help you to lose your 20 pounds, regain your confidence, and strengthen your self-image. Based on that, what would you like to do next? So if you're unsure about asking them, then ask them what they'd like to do. Based on the fact that you want these benefits and I believe I can deliver them, what would you like to do next? And let them tell you. And when they do, that's a step forward towards action. Okay, our desire to not pressure people, but to honor them, does not mean that we're wimpy or that we're not ready to make to give counsel or advice. You're on an elevated place. You're on a platform. You have the opportunity to reach down and lift and pull someone up. But that can't happen if they're drowning down there. You can't lift them without being bold and strong and confident. Still not pushy or pressure. It's an invitation, not a demand. Okay, take a minute, reflect and write. Where did you hear something that was useful to you tonight? As you think about using the Griffin Hill Integrity Sales System in your multi-level opportunity or business, in your home or family business, your entrepreneurial opportunity, your job. By the way, I didn't mention this, but you ought to be using this with your spouse and with your children and with your parents. All of this same thing works nicely as a system for persuasion. Well, think on 3 to 5 things that stood out to you. Record them. Then ask yourself, what do you want to have happen? And then give yourself at least one action item, a commitment that you are willing to expect of yourself to perform. I'll give you just a minute to reflect and write. Okay, you're probably still reflecting and writing, but Braden, as soon as you've got something, would you share with us one thing that stood out for you tonight?
Braden's actually talking with his mom right now about six dimensions. So can I answer this yes. question?
So Sydney.
Yes. So I liked the resistance thing. I think it gets kind of awkward or uncomfortable to keep asking. And, you know, I feel like we've asked a lot of people and a lot of people aren't in that place, or there's so many other things to be involved in and so many other parties people get invited to and feel obligated to purchase at that I think they're a little bit nervous to attend, or and it can be frustrating or discouraging as a person that's inviting to do that. But I think it's important to do. And even if they don't come around the first time, isn't there something that's like it takes 30 times or something for somebody to join the church for missionaries or something like that?
6 to 14 is our rule in terms of invitation. We'll talk about that another. But I like what you're saying here because we are busy and our lives are demanding. And if we can't ask in a confident way for them to act on a specific thing, then everything's lost. Because they're too busy otherwise. But when we ask for a specific thing, it really helps. That's a great takeaway. Thank you. Hi, Georgia. I didn't get to greet you earlier. Welcome. Did you have one thing that stood out to you tonight?
Sorry, I came on about 10 minutes late. I couldn't get in. The computer, for some reason, wants to let me open up, so I didn't get the beginning. I think it's just battling my own discouragement with the no's. You know, like even today, I talked to somebody, she, oh, I don't have the time. You know, the next one doesn't have the money. The one doesn't want to make a commitment. And I think I'm just really, today, I'm thinking, how many no's do you get before you, and, you know, and so I'm just being discouraged today, Dr. Baird. And, you know, I know it's just part of the test of doing this, is just doing something different and just accepting. So I think just taking this and saying, just keep asking, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. And Georgia, your insight is exactly right here. Remember, even when we started with our discussions about strengthening a weakened will, that one of the things that can erode our will is patterned rejection. And so what you're experiencing here is exactly what the research tells us. And salespeople and business people are all, they're not immune to the erosion of will, to discouragement with rejection. And so what you're describing here is exactly right. And hence one of the reasons that I really encouraged us to do this in normal and natural ways. So using our social media in normal and natural ways, doing our little, hey, I just, put your hand, I want to test something that I just learned. Put your hand up. And just doing that little exercise in fun and playful and normal and natural ways to engage the conversation that will lead us to deep discussion about what's going on in their lives and where are their opportunities for you to lift, to help, to benefit, to advantage. So, Georgia, what you're experiencing is normal. I'm grateful for your willingness and courage to stay
just
at it.
Pressing forward, just pressing forward.
You're a great pioneer, and that's one of the things I love about you. Well, wonderful. I'm assuming, looking at our audience, that we don't have guests on tonight. And if that's the case, I won't worry about an opportunity meeting discussion. But I would like to talk about a couple of things. So Saturday morning, my home, it'll be a health-centered opportunity meeting, 10 a.m. So just text me if you're planning to be there. Seth, this would be a great one for you to join and some of your friends and family. I think you and Sydney and Braden are probably around a similar age, so that would be a fun one if you've got friends or family in the area. Second thing, we're getting lots of responses about study. I know John and Cammy have introduced a lot of people who are very, very interested in that. And I know Annie has done the same. So those are coming in nicely. So you can either just, if you've got people who are interested in participating in the health study, the diet, nutrition, and health study, you can either do that at support@sixthdimension.com or kathyb@griffinhill.com. So either one, you can alert us, and we'll try to get filtering through who qualifies and those kind of things. Okay, I'll stay on for questions as long as anybody has questions.